Rush Your Rush is brought to you by NowAbet.com, the home of sports betting.
Oh, what a feeling. Look what we've overcome. Oh, I'm gonna wave away my flag. Count all the reasons we are the champions. There ain't no turning, turning back.
Of course, that has to be the sound of Russian fans celebrating all through the night. Well, why won't they? It's the first time that the Russian national team, also known as the Golden Eagles, have qualified for the knockout stage, and not just that, the quarterfinals. All previous editions have qualified for, they've exited in the group stage. Dobro utro, welcome to another exciting edition of Russia Rush, where we take you through all the thrills and frills of the 2018 World Cup. Russia pulled off the biggest shock of the 2018 World Cup so far, as they beat 2010 winner Spain in the first penalty shootout of the tournament to reach the quarterfinals for the first time in 48 years. After extra time ended with a score locked at 1-1, goalkeeper Igor Akinfeev was Russia's penalty hero, denying Koke and then Iago Aspas to spark scenes of delirious celebration at Moscow's Luzhniki Stadium, and later on, I can tell you, on the streets of Moscow, especially around the Red Square. And Russia fans have composed a song to honor the 32-year-old Russia captain following his heroics. His opposite number, David De Gea, got a hand to the first spot kick he faced from Fedor Smolov, but that was the closest he came to making a save as the Russians converted their remaining penalties in clinical fashion. The Russian side, at 70, the lowest ranked team in the competition and 60 places below Spain, now face Croatia in the last 8 in Sochi on Saturday. This is Spain's third exit in the round of 16 of the World Cup after 1990 and 2006. But it's not their worst outing. They left in a group stage in 1962, 66, 78, and 2014, where they were defending champions. Oh, how the mighty have fallen in Russia. Well, elsewhere in Novgorod, another goalkeeper was a hero, Daniel Subotic, who saved 3 penalties as Croatia knocked out dogged Denmark in a nerve-shredding shootout to set up a World Cup quarterfinal tie against the host Russia. It came at the end of a largely disappointing tie, and one that had seen Luka Modric spawn a golden chance to snatch a late winner when his penalty shortly before the end of extra time was superbly saved by goalkeeper Kasper Schmeichel. The Leicester City goalkeeper also saved 2 penalties in a shootout at the Nizhny Novgorod Stadium, but he could not prevent Ivan Rakitic slotting home the decisive 10th kick. The Croatia players charged towards Rakitic after their decisive strike with a look of a team who knew they had survived an almighty scare against a Danish side that seemed to have the momentum, with them moving into shootout. What a rush indeed. The World Cup is getting more and more exciting, no doubt. And so those were the two games decided yesterday, as the fallout of the exit by Spain. Andres Iniesta, who scored Spain's winning goal in the 2010 World Cup final, has announced his retirement from international football following the team's exit. The 34-year-old came on as a substitute in Spain's 4-3 loss and penalties, and Iniesta's last kick for the country was to score in the shootout in his 131st and final international outing. And here's what he said after the game. "It is a reality. That is my last match with a national team." Iniesta, who made his debut in 2006, also helped Spain to win the European Championships in 2008 and 2012 during a glittering 12-year international career. And he added, "Sometimes the endings are not as one dreams. It is the saddest day of my career." Oh, what a sad rush. Remember that Iniesta only in May ended his 22-year career in Barcelona when he moved to Japanese top-flight side Vissel Kobe. He won 32 trophies at Barcelona, where he made 674 appearances, having joined the youth setup at age 12. Now he's left Barcelona and left the Spain national team. I'm sure the Spaniards will miss him, no doubt. Meanwhile, while the world awaits an announcement from Lionel Messi concerning his international future, Argentines are of the belief that the Barcelona star will not abandon the team now. Messi had once retired after the 2016 Copa America final loss to Chile, but later came out of retirement. And now the general consensus is that he will play at least one more World Cup for Argentina. And that's according to this Argentine journalist.
"For Messi, I really think it's not the last World Cup. I think he's going to do at least one more. Not much, but one more.
Okay, well, let's see how that one goes. Messi hasn't spoken since that defeat by France, of course, inspired by the young Kylian Mbappe. Well, similarly, Cristiano Ronaldo, who is Mbappe's idol, says it is not the time to discuss his international future after Portugal's World Cup exit. A 2-1 last 16 defeat by Uruguay on Saturday sent the European champions home from Russia. And Portugal coach Fernando Santos said he hoped his captain, who will be 37 at the next World Cup in Qatar, will stay to help the young players grow and develop. Ronaldo scored 4 goals, including a hat-trick against Spain to take Portugal through to the last 16 almost on his own, but was unable to continue that form beyond the group stages. The Real Madrid forward has failed to find a net in his 4 previous knockout games and never really troubled Fernando Muslera in the Uruguay goal. Saturday was a crazy day. Argentina and Portugal. And that means Messi and Ronaldo leaving on the same day. It's a World Cup filled with surprises, no doubts. In other news, Brazil right back Danilo will be available to face Mexico in their World Cup last 16 clash. But Marcelo's status is in doubt and Douglas Costa is out, according to the team doctor. Rodrigo Lasma said that Danilo has recovered from a thigh injury. But teammate Marcelo, who suffered an injury just moments before Brazil's final group game against Serbia, is recovering well, but is not quite 100% fit. Remember, Brazil qualified top of Group E and they face Mexico, who are second in Group F. And in the Belgium camp, we can tell you that Eden Hazard has suggested that being rested for Belgium's final World Cup group game against England might have disrupted the rhythm of his play ahead of their round of 16 clash with Japan. Hazard was among the 9 changes made by Roberto Martinez for their last match, while Gareth Southgate similarly rested 8 players, with both teams having already qualified for the knockout stages. Belgium's win means they have a theoretically easier opponent in Japan. But the question of how being rested would impact players like Hazard, who will have waited 9 days between Belgium's second group game against Tunisia and the Japan tie, has not been widely discussed. Meanwhile, France star Antoine Griezmann has admitted that Friday's World Cup quarterfinal against Uruguay will be emotional for him because of his situation with club side Atletico Madrid. The 27-year-old, who opened scoring as Le Blue beat Argentina 4-3 in Kazan in the round of 16, is close with Uruguayan captain Diego Godin, but does not think that it will be easier playing him and Jose Maria Jimenez because of your Atleti ties. Well, you got to go out there and do the job for your country. Well, one thing's for sure, it looks like lots of Africans are rooting for France right now because of the number of Africans in that squad. Well, we'll see how it goes. We'll be right back.
Hello? I would like to tell you about NairaBet.com, Africa's most popular sports betting company. The reason why they be Africa's most popular, they very simple.
They have bumper bonuses, guaranteed, same-day payout, 24 hours customer service, and they go even teach you how to play and win. Now you feel play in the shop, through your phone, or online, and guess what? You feel start here now.
NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting. Before we remind you of the fixtures today, just to ask you, did you cash out on yesterday's games? If you didn't, make sure you're on www.nairabet.com right now. But first, let's take a stop at the camp of the Super Eagles. Expectedly, reactions are still trailing the Super Eagles' ouster from the group stage of the World Cup. The latest salvo is from ace football pundit Segun Agbede, who believes that Gernot Rohr's pre-World Cup selection haunted him.
To be honest with you, I'm not really happy with quite a few players that we took to the World Cup. The truth of the matter is, we really weren't good enough. Let's not attach any sentiment to them. The certain general Lokosa didn't make the team. Why? Because he plays in the NPFL. But what about the foreign-based players you took? What did they do? A lot of them are bench warmers in the comps, I call them foreign-based bench warmers. So maybe Gernot Rohr, if he remains as Eagles coach, should start looking inwards. At the end of the day, we finished exactly where we're supposed to be. We're third best in the group and we finished third. So
we finished where we deserve to finish. That's a hot shot there. How many people agree with that? Anyway, let's hear from one of the players, defender Shehu Abdullahi, who says he has no misgivings against coach Gernot Rohr for dropping him to the bench after the Croatia loss. The Bosaspor of Turkey star also waved off insinuations that there was disharmony in the squad as a result of grievance by some unused players.
The unity in the team is super. It doesn't matter who play, we are like one, we are like one family. The most important is like Nigerians, our country. So to be in the team, to be in the 23 man, is not easy to represent Nigeria. So everyone that have the opportunity to play, we pray for him, we wish him the best of luck, and it doesn't matter who play. The most important is to to win for Nigeria. This is national team. It's not everybody home. It's not your father. How that you say you have to play? No. The coach will decide who to play, and he know what he's doing. So everyone that get the opportunity to play, we wish him the best. So the unity in the team is super.
Meanwhile, former Super Eagles defender Taribo West says his standout Super Eagles players at the World Cup were Kenneth Omero in the defense, Ogena Kairatebo in the midfield, and Ahmed Musa in the attack. Well, is he on point? Looks like there's got to be some other players in that squad that he can give thumbs up to, no doubt. Well, Nigeria's World Cup campaign is over, but expect the reactions to keep rolling in, and we'll definitely be bringing them to you right here on Rush Your Rush.
Naira Bet Up Your Paddy. It's a feature that allows customers to transfer funds from one Naira Bet account to another. To use this feature, all you have to do is input the receiver's username and amount to transfer. For more info, log on to www.nairabet.com.
NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.
And Sporting goes a long way, and Mikel, of all people, hammers it home. It is 1-1. John Obi Mikel.
I am John Obi Mikel, Super Eagles captain.
And it's glanced in by Mikel.
For the best of sport, listen to Comfort FM.
And is it Mikel who gets the credit?
What a rush.
All right, so today's action sees Brazil with a winning odd of 1.45 take on Mexico, who have a winning odd of 6.75. A draw in that game is set at 4.25, and a draw simply means a full-time draw because, you know, we have to have a winner in this knockout game. Plus, of course, 200 more options right there on NairaBet.com. And later on at 7 p.m. Nigerian time, Belgium will take on Japan. Belgium have a winning odd of 1.35. A draw is set at 4.55, and Japan to win is set at 8.75. So who would you be putting your money on? Well, go to NairaBet.com and ask that question. I'm sure you get the answers after that game. If you're not a registered user of NairaBet.com, quickly go there right now. NairaBet is giving you free 500 Naira top up if you're a new user. So go right there and sign up. It's as simple as ABC.
My name is Simeon Tochukwuma for Super Eagles Striker. What a rush.
All right, it's time to draw the curtains on Rush Your Rush for today. 52 matches have been played so far, 136 goals scored. Registered attendance in those 52 matches has been 2.384 million. That's an average of 45,864 people per match. The top goal scorer remains Harry Kane of England. Well, until tomorrow morning, remember to put your money where your mouth is, and that's a NairaBet.com. Spasiba, what a rush.
Rush Your Rush was brought to you by NairaBet.com, the home of sports betting.